Hello, everyone, and welcome to StarCast. Once again, it's your host, Matthew Williams. This month, we'll be talking to Tana Gonzalez about being a student worker and what's it like to work here at Dominican. Now, let's get going. Okay, welcome back. So, Tana, would you like to give a little introduction of just kind of who you are around campus and kind of what you do for student work here at Dominican?
Yeah, okay. So, hey, everyone. My name is Tana. I'm a sophomore here at Dominican. I have two jobs here on campus. So, I work with the Welcome and Information Desk, and then I am also a TRIO ambassador.
Very nice, very nice. And if you don't mind me saying, can I ask what your majors are,
So I'm majoring in special education.
Very nice, very nice. Now, for those who don't know, I myself work for the Welcome Information Desk as well, or as we call it around here, the WID. Mm-hmm. You can usually see us in various locations around campus. There's one in Lewis Hall, one in Library, one in Palmer, and one in the Coghlan Commons. I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Am I forgetting anything, Tana? Because technically, Tana has worked there longer than I have, because prior to working at the WID, I was actually part of our campus safety student program that no longer technically exists, but it was a great organization, and I do miss my time there. Now, because I think welcoming information is a little straightforward. You welcome people, and you give them information, and we can get into that a little later. What exactly is TRIO?
So TRIO, basically, we are a student support service. So technically, we're kind of like the student success and engagement, which we call here at Dominican SSE. Mm-hmm. But we're like the link, the bridge between the students to the rest of the staff members, to the SSE, to anyone that can help you with your tuition, anyone with like academics, things like that. Sometimes we also help you try to include you with like events on campus, which is like a really great thing to do.
So what are some of your responsibilities for it? When you clock in for work, what are some of the things that you do?
So basically with TRIO, we get to fix our own hours. So what I do personally, technically what we all do, we send weekly emails about the events that are going on campus. TRIO also has like these two weekly study sessions that we do together, where like everyone can like in TRIO can come up together, do like study session, get to know everyone, get to know our supervisors, our bosses. Janissa Nino, she's a part of it. We also have a new director, Miss Johnson. She's amazing.
And so that's great to hear. And how can, just prodding some questions off, but how can students who maybe not necessarily want, how can they find out about TRIO to get involved with these study sessions or stuff? How can people seek out TRIO? Is there a certain class number they can go find, or is there, you know, an email they can send it to?
Yeah, you can definitely contact Janissa, because Ms. Johnson is brand new. She came during like a week before spring break, I believe.
Very new.
So the person to contact that knows more about TRIO will be Janissa Nino, jnino@dom.edu. Her office is also across from the SSE, Crown Link 100, where the SSE is. Just go across from it. That's her office.
So besides being a metaphorical link to the students and teachers, you're also in a physical link?
Yeah, basically,
That's a really, really, really bad jokes here. As any listener of this podcast has known, I make really, really corny jokes on this thing. That's just who I am as a person, though. Yeah, I thank my father for that one. I know Dad's listening, so hi, Dad. But that's great, because one of the things I really like about Dominican is that there seems to be a lot of resources for people, maybe not always with, you know, teachers and stuff, but fellow students get together and help each other, that I've not always seen at other universities just because of the pure size. You know, what is, you know, as somebody who worked for TRIO, what is it like? Do you see something similar, or what's your kind of interpretation of the organization? I know it's a kind of a harder question.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard question. they're Ms. Johnson and Janissa, like, they're really people who you can go to whenever you need help. And also the ambassadors, like, I'm friends with a couple of them, and we're always, like, conversing, like, oh, how can we do this to, like, help, like, our pods? Like, we each have a specific pod of, like, our majors. So for me, I have education.
Nice. Yeah.
I have a friend who is psychology, and she helps people who are majoring in psychology or something.
Yeah, like that. So it's very, like, oriented to what your major is. So it's not like, if I, for some reason, wanted to be a part of a pod, I wouldn't be stuck with natural science majors, even though my major is English and communications. Mm-hmm. It's kind of oriented to what you're needing to learn. And now, kind of talking about this little sections and stuff, do you think that your work in Trio, and even your work at the WID, do you think it's helped prepare you for getting ready for the professional environment post-college?
Personally, for myself, I feel like it definitely has, because I am very, like, when people first meet me, I am very much a shy person where I don't like, I will not talk to someone unless I'm spoken to.
I'm the complete opposite of me, who will, random person, hi, how's it going, Matthew Williams, nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, I'm very much the person who's like, I have to wait till that person talks to me, or if, like, there's a conversation that I can continue in, then I will, like, include myself in it. If, like, it is, like, respectfully, of
course. Because that's kind of how we met, because you were working the WID at the time, and I started talking to one of our fellow WID workers, and then we started getting to know each other. No, I totally get what you mean. So you're saying it kind of helped you get out of your shell some.
It definitely did. And some, like, the other, like, the summer jobs, like Torch Leader, I did that over the summer.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, and that really helped me a lot, because, like, it helped me bring out, like, a whole, like, I don't know if you remember, but last year I was, like, very much quiet to myself.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then if you look at me now, I'm totally different. Like, I'm so welcome to, like, people talking to me. Yeah,
you've grown a lot in a very positive way through those experiences.
So I feel like that, like, those experiences that I've been through, like, Torch, WID, Trio, it's helped me a lot trying to get out there and try to converse, which especially will help me with my major of having to, like, talk to parents and the students. So,
as somebody who is the son of a principal, I have learned firsthand the various interactions that go into being a school.
Yeah.
And the amount of resilience teachers need to have to deal with certain situations. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes parents do not give teachers enough credit that they deserve. Yeah. And it's, you know, education is such a vital part of growing up, I would say, that we really need a lot of good teachers, and we have a lot, and I'm very excited to see the new generation from just the people I know in our education track. But I think these experiences really do help prepare you, because before you start working with somebody who's maybe younger than you, working with your peers in a way is such a great stepping stone. Now, I'm going to talk about the WID for a little bit, because it's a little commonality we both had, you know. It's one of those major things about the WID is, for those who don't know, it is basically your first introduction to Dominican.
Yeah.
If you call the number that's on any Dominican website, you'll get, hello, thank you for calling Dominican University. This is Matthew Williams. How may I help you? Literally that spiel, except for maybe a good morning or good afternoon added on it. But if you see me ever work, or if you pass the desk and you see me answer phone, it's pretty much that. I hate to say it, but I've become a little robotic and semi. Just because you answer it so often, yes. Would you agree?
Yes, I remember when I first started over at the main desk over at Lewis, I would get so excited of, like, just being able to talk on the phone. But then after a while, I was like, oh, hi, thank you for calling Dominican University. This is Aitana. How can I help?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's so regular. Like, you get so
you
used
get,
to
You
it.
Get into a routine, and you have to kind of you watch really yourself do. At times, because you don't want to be like, hello, this is Matthew Williams. Thank you for calling Dominican University. Please leave a message after the beep. You know, you don't want to be a robot.
I feel like that's just something that Dominicans, like, always represents. Like, try to be, like, real, genuine. That's
Try to be genuine.
Don't make it seem like you're such a robot that, like, you don't care for the people who are calling.
Yeah.
Or, like, your friends and stuff like that.
And even then, because you'll get really sometimes calls that you will have no idea how to answer. Because I have gotten calls before, and I was like, I don't really know how to answer that. Mm-hmm. Granted, that's the name of the game of how we're trained, is to problem solve. Problem solving is a major aspect of it, and figuring out the best way to get people information. Really, it's a customer service job.
Yes.
People don't really, it's not just being, you know, a smiling face greeting or a phone answer. It is a customer service job of helping people feel helped and welcomed, and getting them you know, even if they can't see you over the phone, service with a smile.
Yeah.
And
I feel like through a phone, you can definitely tell someone's yes. listening to the phone. Like, you could have, like, an angry person on the phone. Just like, well, I'm sorry, I can't answer this question for you, but I can definitely find out if you are welcome to just stay on the line with me.
Exactly. Or even, I've had to do a few times just because I work such early morning shifts.
Yes, you do.
There's been times where departments are open yet, and you're like, hey, I'm really sorry, but the department you need, they can't open it. And if it's like, where do I find this on our website? I'm like, you know what? I can help you direct you there. I've done this before. And one thing I always try to do when I answer the phone is, in some way, depending on the situation, obviously, because mm-hmm. different people are at a different place, is to maybe help somebody in a small way laugh, or even though I can't see them, you can hear a little happiness and smile in their voice when they're on the phone mm-hmm. or even at the desk. So I try to make small little jokes to help people remember things and things like that.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I like when I'm on the phone sometimes over at Maine, at the lowest one,
mm-hmm.
is when I have like the old, like the elderly people call the phone. It's like, oh, thank you so much for helping me. Or, like,
yeah, they're very sweet.
And I was like, oh my God, it's not a problem. I will help you anytime.
And then for campus safety, because it's not really a position around, so you don't really see it. Really, our job was to walk around with a set of keys.
Mm-hmm.
Most of which, because I don't work for them anymore, I can fully say this without getting in trouble. Half of them, I did not know what did. Because it was like, if you've ever seen any, like, cartoon that has a zookeeper or a jail and has, like, 50 billion keys on it, that's the key ring I had. And people are like, how do you know this? I was like, well, this one has this color on it. Or this one's three away from this one. And I had little systems to keep my mind occupied during it all, but there are some I'm just like, I have no idea what this key is for. Our job was really to be a walking, talking security camera and help people physically be able to show people, oh, this is where this is, be, mm-hmm. you know, an extension of like the WID desk, but also, oh, you need a door open, let me get that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me help salt the sidewalks, you know, mm-hmm. let's make sure lost and found gets taken care of. Things of those nature, and really serve the community first. And because I still know a lot of the professional staff who work there, they're all great people. I have such a big place in my heart for, you know, campus safety, because it was my true, even though it was an on-campus job, it was my true first job besides babysitting,
mm-hmm.
which some could argue being campus security is a adult version of babysitting.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, in a funny way. Talking about applying for jobs here on campus, what was your application process like to either of your jobs?
So for WID, I did that my first semester of freshman year. So okay.
And what year was that, just for
that
people?
That was 2020, fall 2020.
Okay, so.
Yeah. And I came in like this moment of COVID,
basically. You know, like so many lovely people did.
Yes, so many lovely people did. So what I did, I had my advisor, my freshman advisor, she helped, I was looking for an on-campus job, mm-hmm. and I talked to her about it, and she helped me try to apply it through the WID, because I also had classmates in that class that we're working with it as well.
Yeah, because so, it's one of the biggest employers here on the school.
It is, very much. Like, there's so many people in the WID that...
Yeah, you make connections fast through it.
You
and
make friends through there.
You make,
you, like,
yes.
meet people that are in your classes there. So it helps a lot, I feel like.
No, for sure. So your advisor recommended to you. What was the application process like? Did you have to make a resume? Did you do any interviews?
At the time, I did not need to do a resume. I don't know if it's the same now. So there was an interview process. I had to go through two interviews.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it both with Mary, who is our supervisor at the WID, or is it with somebody else as well?
The first one was with somebody else, people who are no longer here at Dominican.
Gotcha.
Graduated and everything.
Yeah, they were like as grad assistant helpers.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
They were more, just to, for the listeners.
Mm-hmm. And then my second interview was with Mary, and then that's how I was hired and brought into the WID.
Very nice. So for my reference point is, because I worked for campus safety my freshman year. It's been a few years, so freshman year, my first semester was around September when I got hired.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, at SOAR they talk about, oh, get an on-campus job, this is mm-hmm. a different person. So I applied to a few different ones, waited. Like, I applied during summer because I knew they said it will take time for people mm-hmm. to. So I waited. And finally, ironically enough, I applied to the WIT as well. Mm-hmm. Did not get the position.
No.
Never really heard back from them, honestly.
Oh.
But.
Well, see, that's also a thing here at Dominican when the supervisors are so busy.
Yeah.
It takes a time.
It does.
So you have to reach out to
them. And that's a lot of businesses too, in a nutshell. But I heard back first from campus safety. Mm-hmm. I had sent in a resume because I think that's what the online application for. So I did a very makeshift resume. I didn't have a lot of credentials because obviously my first other job was babysitting. So I just put babysitting, my GPA in high school, some volunteer work because I was a track coach volunteer in high school.
Period. Okay.
So like things that show, how I communicate with people, things like that. I know my way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those things. And they called me in an interview, and my brain goes, it's an interview, gotta look professional.
Yeah.
I had class afterwards. I was, because I went semi-formal.
Mm-hmm.
So I had on dress pants, button-down shirt, and a tie. I came into the office, and the person who was working what we call dispatch,
mm-hmm.
her name was Jamie. She saw me, and I knew her before because I met her when I was getting some license stuff for my car to mm-hmm. park on campus. And so she'd seen me, and she was like, oh, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm having an interview. try not to be scared, the little freshman me. And she's like, oh, well, you look very nice. I was like, well, they tell you to dress for the job you want, not the job you have,
right.
trying not to, freak out or anything mm-hmm. and go in there and gave my interview with Sasha Santiago, who I love her. She is awesome.
She's amazing.
She is somebody who is one of my closest confidants and professional staff here at Dominican. I have, Sasha could say, hey, I need you to do something for me tomorrow. And I'm like, they're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful lady. And basically just like, so, what hours do you kind of want to work? And things like that. No, it was still an interview, let's look at your resume, stuff mm-hmm. like that, talking. But it was my first kind of professional interview. And I was like, oh, thank goodness I did years of speech. I could get used to talking with people. And so I gave eye contact, things like that. But at the end, she was like, okay, so you start whenever you want. And I was like, oh, I guess I got the job. So, of course, being the good little boy that I am, called mom and dad. I was like, mom and dad, I got a job. And, of course, they were very proud of me because just they're very loving parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, the reason I ask you about the WID, too, is because technically I never fully applied to the WID.
Okay.
Because of how when I left campus safety and how the student position were going, basically Sasha reached out to Mary
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, Matthew is still looking to have an on-campus job. Do you think mm-hmm. the WID could have him? And one of my biggest advices, I always tell people this, meet people around Dominican, even if you don't work for them, if you don't, aren't in their class, meet people and talk to them because
those,
the connections are amazing.
Yes. I remember for myself, my freshman was like, Ms. Nellan Elliman, shout out to you. What's
Woo-hoo.
Up? she was the one who got really close with Mary
because
Miss Ellen always recommended people that Mary should hire. So because of her, it helped me a lot to get the WID job. So that was a huge connection that I'm very grateful for.
For sure. So Sasha sent Mary and Mary goes, oh, I know Matthew. I see him all the time in the halls. He always says hi to me. He's very friendly. I know he knows a campus the back of his hand because of working for campus safety.
Mm-hmm.
He's hired. I never applied. I never interviewed. I had a job, and she's like, what hours do you want to have? And so I just started training the week before school started because I had asked to get some started before school got going just so I could learn the pace of things. And, it's one of those crazy connections. And really, I'm going to tell this to a lot of people, especially because professionalization is so much part of our curriculum here at Dominican. This is not just because it's how it's on campus. Crazily enough, this is how the real world works at times. I'm not going to guarantee you, but you would be surprised how many people you go out in the world and you meet, and they can lead you connection even if they don't directly hire you or this aspect of networking and getting to know people is so fundamental in how you can get jobs outside of school. Now, for Trio, being this more of this leadership position, mm-hmm. being this, you know, study group and in this connecting position, what do you do to apply? Like, how was the application process very similar? Was it just kind of signing up, like, on Engage DU? How do you get involved with Trio in that regard if you want to work for Trio?
So for Trio, I did not go through the application process because I was reached out after my Torch position.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes. So like, that's very similar, once again, to professionalization.
That was a really good, like, connection that helped me a lot with Trio. But I know from my friends that are in Trio, they, if you want the job, you have to go on jobs.edu.
Yeah, jobs.edu.
So for the Trio application, you do need a resume for that. And they
Which makes sense.
It does make sense, yes. Which highly recommend to have something. You don't really need past experience, as long as, like, you very much present yourself in a way where, like, you mm-hmm. know your things, you know how Dominican works, and, like, you know how to connect your pod to staff members or anyone here on campus.
You know the community aspect of Dominican, yes. and you know how to communicate effectively with others. Mm-hmm. So it may not be, oh, I worked at Julasco for 2 years as a grocery store clerk mm-hmm. or something like that in past job experience. You're saying it's more vital to be like, oh, I know how Dominican works because I am a sophomore and I've done this and this and this, so it's helped me know how to make these connections. Mm-hmm. I'm very outgoing and things like that, and show your skills and different merits in that regard.
Yeah, and like in some, like personally for me, I try to befriend a lot of, like, the staff members. Like, for me, myself, I sometimes go to financial aid, and I try to, like, get to know the person because, like, hey, like, if you have, like, a connection. Or like, if I need help with financial aid, which they definitely do need help. They do help, so if anyone ever needs it, you're welcome to go. Just be, like, be friendly. Get to know them. And, like, it helps
Message
a lot.
Of the day, be friendly to people.
Right.
Be friendly.
It's the golden rule, everyone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that helps me a lot. It sometimes I also bring my friends if they have trouble personally. Mm-hmm. I like, hey, talk to this person, like, they can really help you with everything if you need it. Which is, like, really good.
I 100% second that, because I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. There's so many people in the professional staff and faculty side of this school that I know very well, and things of, and we've talked about this a little bit before on the podcast and the connection with teachers and stuff. You know, I've had teachers I've had one class with. Mm-hmm. They will still say hi to me in the hallway. I still say hi to them. You know, it's one of the blessings of the school. But also, like, the quest workers who work our cafeterias and cyber, some of the nicest people, and so funny.
Yes. You can literally joke to them about anything, and they'll just be like, yo, like, that was really funny. Like,
I have received and given my fair share of teasing to people, especially at cyber, because it's the same workers. You learn their schedule, and you make this community. And that's one of the beautiful things about Dominican, is because we're such a small campus, you can see that community aspect of being around these people so often and meeting them. And so take advantage of that, because you never know where that can lead you. Mm-hmm. Advice I got at an early age was, not only be nice to everybody you meet, just because it's the right thing to do, bottom of the line, but also, you never know what connections you'll need. And so work
or
on
what
building.
What can happen with that connection.
Exactly. Build bridges rather than burn them. Mm-hmm. I would go to work with my dad, and he would always say, the other employees he worked with, he said, always make sure to remember their names and to say goodbye and hello to them. Because even though now they're my coworkers and colleagues, they are, you know, they could be your boss in the future. Who knows? Right. And they'll know, oh, yeah, I remember Matthew when he was a little kid, but he was always very genuine, and that's kept up. And so meeting people and saying that kindness is a major thing. Now, we talk about jobs. Jobs can be busy, which you not agree.
Yes. Yes, very much.
As somebody who has two jobs, you know, cakewalk. No, but I think one thing I would like to go over is, how do you find balancing your school life and having these jobs? What is the and this is an audio podcast, so you all couldn't see that little smirk, but
okay, so it took me a minute to like figure out my time management with everything because of Trio.
That's fair.
Yeah, which like with Trio, I do have like two like schedules I need to do where like I do send my weekly email of events going on campus or like what Trio's doing for the week and stuff like that. And I would attend the Trio events whenever I get the chance.
Yeah.
So I would have to figure out things about that going on, try to figure out like, okay, can I do this? Can I do this? Do I have time to do my homework and everything? And it'd be the same for the WID. Except I feel like for the WID, it being at the desk and when it's
you're a little more open-ended.
Yeah. I like do most of my homework then.
I'm the same way, and this has become like homework time. You know, you still say vigilant, obviously, what's going on, but you're allowed to do some of your work at the desk because, you know, when people aren't asking questions, obviously you're just kind of sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are, you know, you can do homework and stuff. Take advantage of that time management ability.
Definitely take advantage of that time because when I, like, there was a point in, like, a period of time where it was like I did not have the energy to do homework while I was working.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what, I'll just do whatever I want to do. Well, not literally whatever I want. I just didn't want to do homework and that, like, I regret that time. We could have spent that time to, like, be doing my homework. I could have spent the time that I am doing homework outside of working. I could have been hanging out with my friends or taking some time to myself and try to relax and decompress from the day.
My thing is, I've always looked at time this way. The time you use for relaxation or something or not doing certain work at one time, you are spending the time that you could use it somewhere else. Really, by, you know, combining things and going, okay, this is get done here. Then I have, because it takes me 3 hours to do this assignment, I can take 3 hours now to do it, and then I can have 3 hours later in the night when I'm probably more tired to have relax, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I spent 3 hours just playing on my phone. Well, now I have three more hours of work to do later in the night. Would you say it's a hard learning curve, though, to get into that routine of balancing the schoolwork and on-campus job, or is it pretty understanding? Like, can you get, like, going pretty fast?
I feel like it's pretty understanding because obviously it depends on someone, an individual's, like, control.
Yeah.
So I did not have that control for that time period, which affected me different ways, and it had a consequence for that. But I feel like once you get started, it's like, okay, this is what I can do. This is something that I can do later. Like, you were able to time manage yourself at that time. Like, it takes a minute because it takes a schedule and everything. But I feel like you can do it yourself. Like, you...
It's you shouldn't be limited to that worry to not pick up a job or two, depending on what the jobs are.
Yeah, and most of the jobs here on campus are very flexible with your time. You are a student worker, first of all. Mm-hmm. So you're a student. They're going to understand you have classes, you have homework, you have things that you need to do. So being a student is their first priority, and then you work.
I will fully say this, too, because I've noticed it with all the supervisors I've had at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Me being the workaholic that I am, I would work for hours late at night doing a big research paper, being an English major and all that fun jazz or communications. And I was like, I would talk to a person like, hey, just want to give you a heads up. Might be like 5 minutes late to my shift because I'm getting like 2 hours of sleep, and my boss would text me back, don't come in, get sleep.
Yeah,
that's important. One of the nice things about being a student worker is they go, your mental health, your physical health, and your educational well-being is all more important than the job at most times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few times that depending on what's going on, you have to be understanding, but that's because it's still a job. You know, you can't be calling off every Tuesday saying, you know what? Today was a busy day. Just learn how to work your schedule into being, okay, Tuesdays are my heavier day. Let's arrange a schedule. Because most schedules I've known here are trying to work around your school schedule. You send them in your school hours and they go, okay, you don't have class at this time. You probably need to do this much time for homework. This is where your schedule is going to look like.
Yeah.
And that's one of the nice things, I think.
It is. It's a really, like, beneficial thing here at Dominican if you're a student worker.
So now, because I know you, I'm going to ask you this next question. It is, so you're a resident.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's actually a nice relief to be a resident and a student worker? You know, there's no long commute, per se, and stuff. Do you think being and living on campus kind of helps time management for having a student job. Not that you need to, but...
I'm just going to say being a resident is very beneficial if you're trying to, like, work the late hours.
Yeah.
So, like, I know with WID, or, like, the early morning hours. Yeah. So, like, I know with WID, we open up Coughlin 6 a.m. on the dot. And then the latest will be 11 a.m. at Coughlin, or 11 p.m. at Coughlin, sorry. Or 10 p.m. at the library. So those late hours, if I was a commuter, I wouldn't be able to do those hours because my mom would be like, "Hey, what, when are you,
why are you
get
getting
home?
Me up
why
at 5 a.m.?" Yeah. And the crazy thing is, you say that though, and I know the person who works at the Coughlin WID 5 days a week. Wonderful girl who does that, and she's a commuter. Literally, she comes in for work and then goes home, and she's a champ for doing it. But it is definitely one of the advantages of living on campus is you're right around the corner. I know for both jobs I've had on campus, it's made it so much easier because I know I can just roll out of bed, you know, brush my teeth, you know, make myself look a little presentable, you know. You won't see me at the front desk. Oh, these are my pajamas. It's pajama day, you know. We have like uniforms and stuff.
We do. At least look professional. We're something Dominican.
Yeah, that's how
it goes.
Because you're a representative of the school. Mm-hmm. My next question is, do you like having an on-campus job? I know we talked about the growth in it, but is it something you enjoy? Granted, not all jobs are the same, and it's not, you're not probably wanting to work here for the rest of your life, but I want to know your honest feelings on having an on-campus job.
I love having an on-campus job, personally. I'm a busybody. Yeah. So I'm always happy to do something no matter what. I don't go to sleep till like early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have class at 8:30, which is not really good because I should be getting my sleep. But I feel like it's beneficial for me because it keeps my mind going, keeps me doing the things that I need to do. I can go to my room and just be like, okay, I can decompress for the day.
Yeah.
So, and it helps me a lot because it keeps me going.
And I'm the same way. I'm very extroverted. Like, talking to people, having that on-campus job, whatever it might be, does help you meet people in the community and really does, and gives you a very, I think, a safe way to build the resume in different ways that you may not realize out the gate, but that, you know, having a job off-campus, they might not work to your schedule like an on-campus job would. Would you say there's something very fulfilling about having an on-campus job or the jobs that you work being in TRIO or the WID? Is there some fulfillment in it that you really have grown to really find some form of calling in? If not, that's okay.
I think the most fulfilling thing about the jobs is the connections that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I met some of my best friends through, like, WID.
Yeah.
And it's helped me grow out of my shell and everything. And I feel like with TRIO, it's helped me get to know more about Dominican, more about things that are going on. Whereas, like, I feel comfortable going to, like, my professor and say, like, hey, I need help with this assignment to that point. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Whereas me, who would email professors, like, 5 billion times saying, hey, where's that reply email? I'm kind of a nuisance at times. But also some professional fulfillment. Like, with TRIO, getting that sense of education and helping others, has that appeared in your time here working on campus?
Yeah, I feel like it's helped a lot. Like, when I would help my pod members in my, like, in the education
pages,
when they would need help try to figure something out and I don't know it, I learned something myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I...
You're learning with them, per se.
Yeah, and, like, that's something that I'm going to be doing as a teacher when I'm done with school and I have a job at that point. That's the thing about being a teacher. Like, you're going to be learning things every single day.
From both your colleagues and those students.
Yeah, especially, yeah. And even, like, the parents, like, okay, this is how the student works at home. How can I input that into the classroom? Yeah.
So, for sure. I think that's a really great takeaway. Because I know for me, not that I didn't have those skills to begin with, but working at the WID really helped me solidify, you know, helped me work on customer service skills.
Yeah.
And helped me problem solve in ways I wasn't sure before, and going, okay, I can't just say there's not an answer here, call again later when somebody else is working, because that does not work. We are trained to find solutions. I say that, and, you know, if a certain department isn't open, you honestly have to be like, call again later. But I also say, here's their email, here is, you know, leave a message and things like that. It gets really busy around you know, enrollment periods. I've had to try to help students enroll in classes because of them just not sure how the system works. Mm-hmm. And as a senior, I know. I've taken that and going, ah, now if I'm working in a professional setting, I need to work with coworkers, or if I, and we're not always seeing eye to eye, this is how I can find solutions and work with them. Not only these colleagues, but even clients and things like that in the form of customer service. Even if I'm not going to true customer service work and stuff, where my communications degree has really excelled. Now, my last question, and it's usually my ending question for most of these episodes for my longtime viewers, a long time of a few months, is what advice do you have for people who both have an on-campus job right now, or slash and those who want to apply? What's your advice to people who are working on-campus jobs, and what's your advice for those who are wanting to apply?
I'm gonna say two parts.
Okay.
So for the people who are already doing on-campus jobs, keep going at it. Make sure like you're happy with the job. If you're not, like, maybe take a break. Like, you yourself matter, and when you believe in that, it'll help you improve in your work ethic. So that's definitely something that you should always have in mind. For those that are thinking of applying, go for it. Do it. Like, you will not regret it, hopefully. Like, everyone has their own experience. It'll be something that I hope you will not regret it. It's going to be so much fun. You'll meet people. You'll make connections. You'll, like, get to see a different side of Dominican that, like, students who don't work on campus know.
I agree wholeheartedly, because my advice for those who are currently working would be to, if you love it, keep doing it. If it's becoming a problem between your schoolwork, obviously find your schoolwork and then find maybe a different job on campus, depending on where you're working. But keep at it, as Tana said, and find the way to make your most of it. You know, even if it doesn't seem like it applies to your major, you know, obviously campus safety did not apply to English or communications, except in a very minimal sense of, I wrote reports. I talked to people, you know, in the sense of, I found out how to problem solve, how things, and that's the same advice I want to give to those who are applying and looking to apply. You will never know the experiences you'll get out of an on-campus job if you don't take that leap of faith. And being able to work with different people around you, you'll meet people, you'll grow a community here, but all you'll get some money, college students out there, money is good, and help you pay the tuition, it helps you pay for things. Bills, yeah, I was gonna say fun things. I spend a lot of my paycheck on comic books because I'm a big old nerd.
Coffee,
yeah. I use my coffee to help me stay awake because I'm doing this and it helps me. But
at this point, it's just an addiction for me.
We all have that one thing. We all have the one thing. But take this leap of faith to build those skills, because at the end of the day, even if you don't get the job for whatever reason, we hire a lot here though at Dominican. You get practice getting that resume work in. You get practice interviewing. You learn these professional skills, even if you aren't always directly working in the field you might want, that you can apply. And that is what I want to emphasize to you all in taking that leap of faith, is go for it. Find a job that seems a little interesting to you, or that it seems at the bare bones manageable. You know, if you don't love it, manageable. Because you won't be disappointed, I think, in the people you meet and the experiences you gain that you can apply to your professional life.
Yeah, even then, like, for me, because I am majoring in special education, there is a job at the Priory campus, the Goddard Center, I believe that's what it's called. You are basically like a teacher assistant trying to, like, you're helping.
You're student teaching, basically.
And that's something that can help with people who are in education or social work, things like that. Like, Dominican will have jobs for you that will go to your major if you don't, if that's what you want.
For sure. And you just, and really, once again, we talk about making those connections, you'll find those jobs.
Yeah.
If you ask around, you know, I know alumni who still keep in contact with the teachers, and through those teachers, they've gotten more professional job offers because those teachers learned the merit they did at the school and things like that. Now, thank you everybody for listening, and I hope to see you around campus in a job soon, or maybe next year If you ever need anything from Welcome Information, Ta and I are both here for you, and Trio is there for you if anybody needs help with things. Mm-hmm. Ta, do you have any last comments you'd like to tell listeners?
I mean, just thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Just like, do what you want to do. Have fun with it.
Yeah. Thank you for being on. I really appreciate your time for being on this podcast, and thank you for joining part of the Guest of Starcast.
Hey.
No, so thank you all for listening. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors, Shonda Dudleshek, Dr. Don Jinks, Dr. Carolyn Reinhardt, the Wear Tech Innovation Lab, and want to announce that we are now recording in the new sound studio here at Dominican University, brought to you by the WeatherTech Lab. We'll be doing all of our recording from here, and it'll be our new home for recording. Thank you for everybody for the help as we continue to get going on this new adventure for StarCast. Look forward to more listening ears in the next months to come. Thank you so much.